Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Woo! It is Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello.
Oh my gosh, we made it.
Happy American Royal.
Oh, that's right. That's this weekend.
Well, it kicked off last night, technically.
Oh, it did.
You think I wore the boots and the hat just because I felt like...
You look like something out of Tombstone.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was thinking she looks like something out of Instagram. More of that pumpkin spice...
Thank you, Dan.
You look like you're leaning into your Lainey Wilson era.
It is. Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Did not have the, that.
Are
on
you
my
wearing
car.
The suede boots as well?
I am wearing suede boots, Dan.
Let me see the boots
it
you got.
It is the suburban nod to the American
those
Royal.
Those are Uggs.
Let me tell you this. Those are not Uggs.
Okay, those are not American Royal boots.
Let me tell you this. I swear to you, on my way to work today, I was going to Nigro's Western Wear. I love those boys. Down the street on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yeah. And Dan, unlike you, who had your windows shot out of your car this week, I have a very odd, random, completely flat tire on my back right tire.
Okay.
And it was completely flat the second I walked out to come here on my way to Nigro's and work. And so I had to Uber.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't change the tire?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Is there a spare in your car?
Fun fact, I don't know. Fun fact number two, it is in a secure parking garage where I'm not sure Santa Fe tow can go. So I'm dealing with that. But Ooh. It's fine. Happy Ooh. Friday. It will get handled, but you know those cars are heavy, and I don't know a lot about PSI, but I know that two is bad.
Yes, two is not what you're looking for.
Two.
Yeah.
So you were going to get some real cowgirl boots, but instead you decided to go.
I was on my way to Nigro's. I was so excited. I was shopping online last night. I got picked out the exact one I wanted, but I wanted to try them on. I'm like, I'm going in.
Sounds like it.
That is the second flat tire. I know. Second flat tire I've had in, when was the last one? Remember it was on the shoulder?
Running into curbs.
No, I do not curb that car.
Well, stop running over screws.
Ever. I don't know. I don't know how a tire goes from completely filled to 2 PSI without a notification on my phone.
Well, typically a screw or a nail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
That fast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. If you have a breach, it will happen that quickly.
So I took the Kia over to Goodyear today. I think I've got a nail in the tire with a slow leak.
That's the greatest gift that you've ever been given.
I know.
If it's a slow leak... And I'm telling you mine right now, the Tesla keeps track of this stuff. It went from 28 PSI to 2.
Why was it at 28? That's too low.
Or 26 or whatever it is. Whatever
That's
it
way
is.
Too low.
No, it'll tell you.
It should be at 36.
But 2 is bad. Maybe it was 36 and then it just went to 2.
Who'd you cut off on the way into the parking garage?
I said today, you don't think somebody knifed my car, do you? How does it go from 36 to 2?
Well, how are you going to get to the American Royal now?
Uber.
Ride a horse.
Uber.
Ride a horse.
You know what? If there is a dusty cowboy somewhere in northern Johnson County, specifically Fairway or Westwood.
Jim in Topeka?
Well, he's done everything else.
He's got horses. I know he does. Come on down.
Just
have you ever ridden a horse?
Twice. And I've been thrown off. Twice.
Just probably have him bring the trailer, pull up back. There's plenty of room to turn around in this giant parking lot of ours. And they can get you a horse, and you can ride to the American Royal in style.
You know, Shonda and the girls rode horses for a while. Shonda stopped. She was bucked off a horse and broke her back.
Yep. Look, you know animals can sense people that don't trust animals. The horse smells me coming for miles because I've been thrown off to. I will never go near one again. I'm like that Chiefs player that didn't like War Horse.
So you and Michael Mackey both have extreme fear of horses.
I look in their eyes. They look in my eyes. They're like, nope, don't like you. And I'm like, yep, feelings mutual. Like I acknowledge the stunning beauty of that creature.
And they are incredibly powerful.
From a very safe distance.
I'll be darned.
I don't trust cows either. You know, they got those beautiful eyes, but one false move and you're dead.
They don't trust us either.
From a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll take you down.
They will take you down. I know it used to be a joke when we were growing up. Let's go cow tipping. No, you ain't. Is that really a thing?
You cannot tip a cow.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I mean, if you're the size of a linebacker, maybe.
I don't know. Even then, I don't know. And by the way, did you see the Mahomes outfits on Halloween?
Hang on just a second. Back to cow tipping. The theory was they sleep standing up. And you would just, and then you would just go over and push them over. Cows do not sleep standing up.
They get very angry standing up when you think they're sleeping and you try to shove them over.
Correct.
Back to Mahomes. Oh, my gosh. The zookeeper with the lion and the flamingo. Did you not see their family outfit last night?
Well, and she was a kangaroo, Brittany.
With Brittany as the kangaroo.
No, yeah.
With Scott, with a baby kangaroo poking out of the pouch because she's expecting baby number three. It was darling.
Hang on. Let me look.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. And then Patrick was the zookeeper.
Oh,
look at the little lion.
That's cute.
I posted it on Dana Wright KNBC. I'm sure Dan posted it as well because it's gone viral. Mm, it's so
cute.
Darling.
How was trick-or-treating at the house last night? Oh, wait, I'm the only one.
How did it go?
It was very good.
Good.
Everybody says, you know, the kids are doing the trunk and treat so they don't go to the doors anymore. Not true.
Yeah, I went over to a friend's house to help them hand out candy, and we got in a total of 4.5 hours. One.
What?
One.
Sam, so I originally went out and bought 120 pieces of candy. I bought a big bag with 120 pieces.
And you're counting them?
No, it says so on the bag.
Oh, okay.
It says on the bag, Dan, 120 pieces.
I don't know. It was just such a big part of your story.
Then yesterday I went to Hy-Vee and bought a bag that said 35 pieces.
Ooh.
So I had 155 pieces of candy. And we would only give one piece of candy per kid.
Yeah. And you
by 7:40, we were out of candy.
Mm-hmm.
We gave out 155 pieces of candy.
And you only did one piece of candy
per kid.
Child.
That's right.
Have you seen the memes of people leaving various funny things for the adults also next to the candy basket?
No.
One of them was for the dads, one Pro-V1 only, and it was just a big bucket of golf balls. One was a woman who said she always puts a potato, like it looked like a raw potato, on top of the bag of candy. And she said, it is such a hoot every Halloween. There's always one kid that says, a potato! I want the potato! And she goes, I just replenish it with another one. The kids get a kick out of it.
I'll be darned. Well, we had a great crowd last night.
Did you wear a costume?
Beg your pardon?
Did you wear a costume?
No.
Our one trick-or-treater was a little girl dressed like a princess.
Oh.
And I tried to give her like 10 pieces of candy, and her parents were like, no, 4 is enough.
Oh.
Because we had a whole bucket and one trick-or-treater.
Like, get off my front porch, dentist. Wait, no, come back, please. You're the only person we've had here all night.
What neighborhood were you in where there was only one kid?
Over off of like 95th and Warnell area. We were over at a friend's house.
Really?
Had a fire in the driveway, the whole nine. We were welcoming.
Some neighborhoods go through a change with eight kids aging out.
Yeah.
Until the next families start coming in with younger kids.
Well, we were at dinner last night, and we looked out on this beautiful view, glass view, and we could just see some orange moving in the distance. And I loved it. It appeared to be several teenagers, 16, 17 years old, definitely high school age. And they were all in some sort of matching prison costume or something. Mm-hmm. And I actually said, I am so happy to see that. And I think there's been a sea change with teenagers trick-or-treating where you see this online. People will say, don't roll your eyes at the 18-year-old kid coming to your door for candy. Think of all of the other things they could be out doing, that we should lean into that.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.